This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. JFK's runway 13 right, 31 left, also known as the Bay Runway, closed yesterday for an extensive renovation expected to take 4 months. Airports Council International North America has told the U.S. EPA that new proposed regulations regarding collection of runoff from aircraft de-icing will place an undue burden on the industry. NASA has announced that its Stennis Space Center in Mississippi is preparing to test Aerojet AJ-26 rocket engines for Orbital Sciences Corporation in what is likely to become a more routine collaboration with the private sector. Women in Aviation International says its annual conference had increased attendance, 125 exhibitors, and boosted its endowment fund to over $650,000. The U.S. Air Force X-37B Orbital Test Vehicle, a robotic spacecraft, has arrived in Florida to be prepared for an April 19th launch aboard an Atlas V rocket, but few details have been released. Evolution Insurance Brokers says it will make a new individual liability product available to helicopter pilots, certified flight mechanics, owners, fractional owners, and others who don't fit the mold for mainline carriers. Civil Air Patrol was out flying Cessnas with big speaker systems to warn Hawaiians about the impending tsunami on Saturday. A single aggressive NIMBY appears to have succeeded installing a runway extension at Madison County Executive Airport near Huntsville, Alabama. And a Delta Connections flight was canceled after two female flight attendants got into a fight. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation is happy the Obama administration has given up on general aviation user fees. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.